Welcome back to a new episode of Design, Innovation and Branding Podcast, where we explore the intersection between design, innovation and branding. I am your host, Salim Abubakar. In today's episode, we take a look into how design has been used to create solutions for COVID-19. Massimo Vignelli said, "If you can design one thing, you can design everything." Design is a method that offers multiple possibilities beyond narrow categories. Whatever the context is, many of the processes and principles of design can be applied. As for the first case study, it's all services that revolve around solutions for COVID-19 through design and innovation. I found an interesting article. It talks about creative solutions to social distancing. The solution looked into different areas, restaurants, parks, and churches. At Domino Park along the East River in Brooklyn, New York City, perfect circles were drawn to create boundaries between people to encourage social distancing. People can, however, relax and spend quality time together. The lift in the World Trade Center in Colombo, Sri Lanka, uses a grid pattern to position people in the lift. They have to look at the lift first and then they need to stand in between the grid. The capacity for each of the lift is 4 people due to the virus. People in public areas in Albania follow yellow arrows and dots designed on the ground to enter their buildings in order to enforce social distancing. While on a tram in Nice, France, a sign or markers are assigned to people to stand in between that sign before you get on a public train. Right now, we are going through the coronavirus pandemic. A lot of solutions have been popping from creative to technological solutions. One of the apps that have such popularity in South Korea is Corona 100 Meters, an app that shows the date that a coronavirus patient was confirmed to have been infected, along with the individual's nationality, gender, age, and location history. More importantly, the app allows users to track their proximity to infected coronavirus individuals and send them an alert when they come within 100 meters of a location previously visited by an infected patient. Also, Apple and Google are designing a coronavirus contact tracing app to help follow the viral path of the coronavirus. The minute-by-minute location of people's phone provide a more accurate and automated way to track the spread of coronavirus. But it also raises the risk of breaching people's privacy. As a result, a handful of countries have refused to work with Apple and Google and are working to design a separate contact tracing app. Britain and Germany is one of them. In Britain, instead of splitting data across devices, the UK gathers the information into a single database run by the NHS. Design like this is not plain sailing, it's sometimes contradictory. In short, the purpose of design is to meet people's needs, and people's needs are different in different social environments. Therefore, the change in our environment is often one of the driving forces for design innovation. It's like the spread of a virus that promotes the design of related application. Maholi Nag, a Hungarian painter and photographer, once said, "Based on a certain purpose, the concept and planning of technology of products is design, which integrates social, human, and other factors into the production track." However, the virus may have begun the first phase of good behavioral change. Today's blockade is unprecedented, but its timing might be a good thing. I'm sure you all have heard of advanced visual sensory technologies like augmented reality, virtual reality, and mixed reality that allows people to shop, talk, and socialize using these immersive platforms. The COVID-19 pandemic may have triggered a new phenomenon in which more people rely on tools such as augmented reality and virtual reality, and as well as mixed reality to walk and shop. First time, the Louvre Museum in Paris has used virtual technology to visit artworks online to cope with the impact of the pandemic. There are now more virtual reality stores in the market where retailers can recreate their high street stores. A third of the current population is in self-isolation. Most people can only venture outdoors to buy necessities and spend the rest of their time indoors. While we all know that people are social creatures and many times we go to malls and other places of entertainment, not only to buy products, but also for socializing. Because over time, the level of anxiety among restricted masses will be rising. Now is the right time to expand augmented reality and virtual reality technologies. Experts predict that the impact of the global crisis on consumer behavior will only accelerate the evolution of physical retail stores into experiences. Honestly, for girls, one of the most enjoyable things they can do is going shopping. If they have an augmented reality to improve their shopping experience, this drives them to experiment with different outfits without having to repeatedly enter the fitting room to try it on. Besides, UCAM developer Perfect is currently offering free augmented reality services to cosmetics brand, which the augmented reality browser plugin allows brands to easily integrate virtual makeup on their website to mitigate the impact of COVID-19 on their retail sales. Brands are expanding their online activities because shoppers can access physical beauty counters. In the coming months and years, more shoppers are likely to use augmented reality to buy goods. In addition to the impact of the pandemic on workplaces, shopping and online events, augmented reality, virtual reality, and mixed reality will also affect education. When the world reopens, extending real-world platforms will provide a wealth of opportunities and tools that the adoption of these platforms will result into a radical shift in the way we work, learn, and interact as people. From the outbreak of coronavirus in China in January to the global outbreak in March, people began obeying the demands of government authorities or spontaneously returning home to stop the spread of the infection. During the Spring Festival in China, the government ordered people to stay at home and banned them from going out. During this period, games have become the safest and most fun way to make friends. Statistics shows that 7 out of the 8 mobile games on the revenue list in a month as a game are good social games. As for the survey on computer games in China have been offered free of charge since the Spring Festival until the gradual control of coronavirus infection. According to the report on China's mobile game market from January to March 2020 from Gamma Data, the revenue of China's mobile game market in the first quarter has reached over 50 billion yuan, with a year-on-year growth of over 40%. In March, the coronavirus broke out worldwide, infecting more and more people every day. People began to isolate themselves at home. In my survey, the Steam and Blizzard platforms are the two platforms with more gamers worldwide. For example, Steam's PlayerUnknown's Battleground ushered in a small number of people during the coronavirus pandemic, with more than 920,000 people playing online. At the same time, some gaming social apps have also been developed. By allowing friends to play games remotely, the number of users have increased from thousands to millions. At present, this application has entered the top 20 social app list in 17 countries, the top 100 social app list in 35 countries, and the top 100 most downloaded app list in 10 countries. The founders of Bunch said they wanted to recreate the joyous atmosphere of friends gathering and playing games physically during the pandemic to help people achieve online gaming socialization. In addition to the built-in mini games, Bunch has also achieved deep integration with some third-party games such as Space Team, Brawl Stars, and Armaged. Users and their friends can not only voice chat after opening this game together through Bunch, but it can also be automatically matched in the same round. Also, Bunch supports video chat function for third-party games such as the popular PUBG Mobile, Minecraft, and UNO. After users open these games, Bunch will be turned to run in the background. Users can use a function called Bunch Overlay Video Chat, but the function is only available to Android users. iOS users can only voice chat. The World Health Organization announced that video games were a healthy social pastime during the coronavirus outbreak. As we can see here, a lot of case studies are in this episode, which relate to creative solution and design to create more solutions. You can see a link between design-driven innovation. Thank you for listening to this podcast. And this podcast was written, edited, and produced by Design Innovation Brand Management Class of 2020 at the University for the Creative Arts. Tune in next week for a new episode of the podcast where we look at the intersection between design, innovation, and branding.